from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They have been adamant that they're not looking to trade him. And I think that's going to continue to be the case here. And I also think that they're going to lean on the fact that they had this with Deebo Samuel. And, you know, they were able to work their way through it and come to an agreement on a contract extension at some point. And they feel like they're going to be able to do that once again. The question now is, what happens when we get to training camp? I believe Brandon Ayuk will show up. I don't know that for sure. What happens after that? Obviously, he wants to protect his money. Can they get something done? Can they re-engage at that point? Sure.
Mike Garofalo from NFL Network. It's Joe DiBiase, Sal Capaccio. By the way, Open Championship this weekend. We'll have Brian Koziel in, of course, between now and then. Tee to Green on Saturday morning at 7. So that on Brandon Ayuk. Good morning. What are you wondering about the Bills? Give us a call, 803-0550. 1 week until Bills training camp at St. John Fisher. All right. The Ayuk news from Garofalo yesterday. Correction on that. It was not Rapport. It was Garofalo. He reported yesterday that Ayuk has now officially requested a trade from the Niners after failing to reach an agreement on an extension. They, of course, still could. And even as he says there, the Niners still have no intention of trading him. We had a guest on last week, Sal, that Cam Inman, right? We had Cam Inman on from the Bay Area. And we asked him about them trading Ayuk, and he was like, no, they're not trading Ayuk. Like, it's not going to happen. So, should I think anything is different after this news yesterday, or am I right in feeling like this is kind of the same situation? Or am I just tired of talking about Ayuk? Because, like I said, we're kind of we're exhausted from the offseason a little bit, going round and round, and I feel like we've talked Ayuk from the day the season ended, maybe? Or maybe the day that Diggs got traded, we've been talking about him.
I think this is new, like, compared to what Cam said. But if we called Cam Inman right now, we're not going to, because it's 3:37 p.m. in San Francisco, by the way.
Right.
Sorry, it's 3:37 a.m. If we called Cam Inman right now and said, do you feel any different? I bet he would say no. I bet he would say, no, this is what you do. This is a negotiating tactic. They're not going to trade him. I've been reading a little bit about this, and it looks like the 49ers are not interested in trading him. They also don't want to pay him market value, or what he feels is market value, at least, right? They don't want to give him an extension and pay him. So this is how these things play out sometimes. I generally, in those situations, it gets to a point of, has to really go even further. Has to have, you have to have, you're going to training camp, guys are missing, they're getting fined, Like, we're still a week out from training camp, right? This is happening. To me, Joe, this is happening now for a reason. This is Brandon Ayuk's camp putting pressure on the Niners before camp starting.
Yeah.
By saying, like, do this now. We don't want to miss any time. It's like, we don't want to be traded, but so we're giving you a heads up to do this now so we don't get to a point where we actually have to go down that road.
We also don't want
that makes sense.
We also don't want to hold out and lose, $50,000 a day?
Exactly right. That's what this feels like to me.
Yeah, I agree with that. There was a Josina Anderson report yesterday, too, that the Patriots reached out to the Niners in the last couple of weeks about Ayuk and were told that they're not trading him. They were not trading him at the time, was what the Patriots had been told about Ayuk. So, right, I guess things could change. I would not predict, though, that they will. I think that the way this has gone, he's going to play for the Niners this year. I don't know that he's got to be there long term, though. I mean, they should prioritize him, and maybe what they really are headed for is, can we get him to play this year, play nice enough on the fifth-year option, and then we could pay him what he wants the year after, because then we're in more of a position to move on from Deebo Samuel. Like, let's get one more year in here with the full complement of our weapons. Let's get one more year in with the whole crew, and then... then when we've got to pay Ayuk, then we'll have to say goodbye to somebody. That to me is what the Niners are trying to do here. But if you're Ayuk and Ayuk's team, you know, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about, you know, there's two things really here. It's not only how much do you want, because that has been out there that Ayuk's team has been kind of frustrated that when they go into meetings negotiating contract with the Niners want to pay him, you know, $20 to $25 million, like somewhere in like a number two wide, like a top end number two, but like number two second tier wide receiver money. But then when the Niners talk to other teams about compensation in a trade, the Niners are telling other teams, oh no, he's like, you got to give us the payment of like an elite number one. So Ayuk's going, you know, okay, so what do you think I am? What you want to pay me like a two, kind of, but you want to trade me like a one. So what do you actually believe here? And maybe it really is just that the Niners just don't want to do it this year. They want to just wait a year. And if you're the player, you know, that would maybe, again, it's a lot of maybes. His motivation would be to make it a little bit uglier because I don't know that I want to play with 1 year. What if I get injured? You know, like I'm taking a risk if I'm playing on a fifth year option with no contract beyond that.
How good is he? Have you looked at that and thought about that? I mean, he's had nice numbers, but he had a real big jump.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Last year.
I think he's a great player. I think he's a great player that is great in that offense, and I don't think they need to throw the ball to him more because I think that offense works. They have so many weapons. They do a pretty darn good job, I think, spreading the wealth. I think if he were in a different situation, though, like if I think if he was on the Bills, he would be considered one of the best receivers in football. Wow. I think he's that good. I think he just doesn't have the target share to grow that stardom in San Francisco. I mean, what did he get last year? 100 targets? 105 targets?
105, yeah.
105. Like, that's good, but could he be a guy that gets 130, 140, 150? Like, part of the reason I think we also talk about him a lot is I do think there are a lot of similarities between Ayuk in San Francisco and Diggs in Minnesota. A very good receiver that's not quite seen as one of the best, but there might be some tape and some film and some numbers that point to, okay, but if you give him more, like, he's going to come through. So I think he's a great player. I think he's a better player than T. Higgins, who's also on the trade market, reportedly.
I'm looking at some things. I want to give you... I'm not going to do an instant trivia necessarily, but I will ask you a little trivia here. What do you think?
All right, sure.
Let's do this. Okay, the Bills. Stephon Diggs, 160. Brandon Ayuk led the Niners with 105, right?
Yep.
Okay. The Niners had four guys over 80 targets, okay?
Yeah, wow.
The Bills had three. They went Diggs, Kincaid, Davis. But what's wild is the Niners, what do you think the gap is from to the next guy?
Ooh.
They had four guys go over 80 targets.
Yep.
They had Ayuk at 105, Kittle at 90, Samuel 89, McCaffrey at 83. And he, so
yeah, okay.
Like all of them are right there. Like they're very high in targets, right?
Yeah.
What, you're not looking,
I'm not looking
at it right now, right? What is the next highest targets for last year for the Niners? 83 is fourth. What's fifth?
So I guess this player is going to be Juwan Jennings. Is that right?
Or is that is correct.
Okay, so it's Juwan Jennings, and I'm going to guess he is in the 50s. Like 55 would be my guess.
33.
Wow. A 50 target drop-off after that?
There is a 50 target difference from number four to number five. Okay, for the Bills, they had three guys in the 80s. Not four, they had three.
Yep.
Okay, then there's a bit of a drop. What is the next number? From 160 to 91 to 81, and then the fourth.
I think it's more than that. I think, wasn't James Cook in the 60s? James Cook in
54. So close. Okay. Okay, then Khalil Shakir at 45, then Dawson Knox at 36. The Bills actually had three guys over, like that next guy on the Niners. Now, that's, to me, look at that. Wow, is that top heavy?
Yeah.
You say target share to go around. That's right, but they are really eaten up by the four guys at the top, right?
Yeah.
The Bills actually had more of a spread out, and I think the Bills will even have more now. You think what that's going to look like for the Bills this year? Who's the top target guy? Is it going to be Samuel? We've talked about this. Or Kincaid, right? Kincaid probably has the most targets. So you go Kincaid. Are we expecting 160? I think that would be way too many.
Oh, yeah. No. No, I'm thinking that could look... The top end could look more like the Niners. Maybe it would be more balanced, though. Like, where, okay, their number one guy had 105. Like, to me, that would be... Yeah. Well, like, how much of a jump is that? How much you say Kincaid had last year? Like, 90?
91.
I think he warrants, if he's going to take a step this year, given what their offense is, I think he warrants more than a 14-target jump. I'm thinking more.
Okay, so maybe two more a game. So you give him another 32 targets, 34 targets.
I think that's fair. Yeah.
Okay.
Somewhere around 120, and then like you said, the Niners are kind of unique to this, where they have four guys that are so good that they kind of all have to get it, so everyone else kind of pales in comparison.
Right.
Whereas the Bills are more, kind of even keeled on that front. So yeah, like Knox is going to get more than 30, and so is Cook, and so is Shakir, and so is Coleman, and so is Kincaid, of course, and Samuel. Like they'll have seven guys that are going to be above 30 targets, I think. I think Ray Davis is going to be playing like third and long situations because of his blocking. He could get 30
targets. They had six guys last year, the Bills. Six guys over 30 targets. 36 yeah. or more. That's yeah. Dawson Knox that was number six at 36.
Yeah. 803-0550 is the phone number. Brandon Ayuk still on the trade market, or maybe even more on the trade market, I should say, now from the rest of the offseason, officially requesting a trade yesterday. Mike, if you're on hold through the break, we'll get to you right when we come back. 803-0550 is the phone number. If you're wondering something about the Bills, let us know what you think. There were one former Bill, one current Bill that have talked about Diggs leaving this week that were pretty interesting. We can get to those a little bit later. Also, Patrick Mahomes had his first press conference at Chiefs training camp. It said a very weird thing about winning the Super Bowl last year that we'll have for you as well. Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio, to your phone calls next here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.